Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Please do subscribe to all three channels and check in regularly. I noticed this is all kind of new here. It gives you a little blurb on us on each of the channels, which we'll perhaps update a little bit as we get more specified in, zoned in. Thankfully, no strikes on Evolutionary in a long time, so that's been a positive.
We have been extra good somehow.
I don't know about that. Powerful solar storm has unusually strong impact on Earth, delays the SpaceX rocket launch, and stalled oil rigs in Canada. So I thought this was really cool, and you know, we've been talking about the changes with consciousness that goes on as we get impacted by all this energy that comes in. But it's interesting to see its effect. That they're telling us, again, you know, this is coming out as space.com, so obviously it's official, it's NASA, NOAA. And so, you know, we are entering these times of tremendous change. It's only going to keep accelerating. And at some point in time, you know, I think we will absolutely be losing portions of the grid, if not the grid entirely, to more than one circumstance, you know, as we're obviously watching out for CMEs, coronal mass ejections, as well as EMPs of non-natural variety. So this is pretty interesting. You know, you have SpaceX delaying a Starlink launch from Florida, temporarily disrupted operations of Canadian oil rigs, as GPS signals were too inaccurate. Very, very curious. Now, February last year saw SpaceX lose a batch of 40 satellites after launching them right into a relatively mild geomagnetic storm. What really this is on a bigger scale is, again, SpaceX, we know who Elon works for. We got that picture straight. And, you know, what's happening is there's this will underway of different factions that are battling for the consciousness on the planet.
Mm-hmm. We definitely have that going on. And from what I can see, enough videos like this and enough awake people like you, we co-create something together and we can create timeline changes. Now, when we have these storms, though, I really want to talk about people and their emotions, because when you're in a position in your life and emotions are very difficult to handle because you're under stress, this is going to create more stress. It's going to create more pressure. So you need to ease up off yourself. If you're doing things that really put you under a spell of just crankiness, reassess that and then back up and fix yourself, because your higher self is trying to put you in a better spot.
So the G3 storm that caused Monday's launch delay was the result of a combination of factors. In recent days, streams of fast solar wind have been flowing towards Earth from the so-called coronal hole, which is essentially an opening in the sun's magnetic field. On top of that, two coronal mass ejections, enormous bursts of solar plasma, emerged from an active region or a sunspot over the weekend and reached our planet in quick succession on Sunday and Monday. It spawned a feast of aurora displays all over North America and Europe, with sightings reported from South Dakota, Wisconsin, even California. And Cindy was seeing that magenta color, which is a very high vibrational frequency. And it does affect us, in our opinion, in a very, very positive way. Of course, they're always going to feed you more of the negative. Here we see a moderately strong M-class 8.6 solar flare. So that's pretty close to a 10 NX-class flare, I should say. Was just detected around AR3234 in the northwest quadrant, 1750 UTC on the 28th. Although nearly an X flare, the event does not appear to have been very eruptive. A further update will be provided if necessary. And coronagraph imagery by Stereo Ahead, Stereo A, shows a very small CME leaving the sun does not appear to be directed our way. no major impacts should be expected. It is just a matter of time, and Frank Huger Beats, if you're familiar with him, he is the seismologist behind the big Turkey quake that predicted it pretty much dead on. He says, you know, welcome to March, by the way. The first week in March is a very, very dangerous one. It's critical, extremely critical in his words. Convergence of critical planetary geometry around March 2nd and 5th may result in a large to very large seismic activity, possibly even a mega thrust earthquake around the 3rd and 4th and or the 6th and 7th. So he says that the power of the supposed impending quake may be well over 8. That's huge. You know, that's a great quake. And of course, you know, these in Turkey might have truly been over 8. Again, we really don't get straight numbers and figures in this world. We understand there's always that to go and try to decipher through. So on February 3rd, this is going back to February, he issued a tweet that said, sooner or later, there's going to be a 7.5 quake in this region, south central Turkey, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon. 3 days later, 7.8 hit. So he was pretty dead on that one. And so he is issuing this warning, and we shall see. So if we look out there, 6.5 is the biggest right now. And this is Papua New Guinea. In the article that we were just referring to, he was specifically talking, he was making mention of Kamchatka, which is the peninsula here, all the way down to this area. But again, this is the ring of fire, and absolutely the energy can transfer. And so we'll have to really keep our eyes open, as it does certainly feel that by the time we get to that second quake, we are really in the thick of it when we're talking. I mean, second quake. They go hand in hand for me. When I think about the two eclipses, X marks the spots. To me, it's all about the quakes but also the transformation that's going on. So you have 36 lost their lives, unfortunately, dozens injured in a Greek train collision. Rescue efforts underway. Passenger train carrying 350 people collided with a cargo train, and there was an immediate explosion. It was a head-on collision. This is something that is referenced in here as saying, never saw anything like this before, by an official. Yeah, and you look at the area here, Larissa, in between Thessaloniki and Athens. Beautiful country, big bang, nightmarish sound. We pray for everybody involved in that. Absolutely. There's been way too many train crashes, derailments, and we have another one. This is in Manatee County, Florida. So here you see train carrying thousands of gallons of propane derails. Oh, this could have been a big one. It was close to an airport, too. No major leaks is what they say, as we see this particular article. Still, here you go again. 30,000 gallons of propane. What could go wrong there? That could have been a massive, massive boom. Now, Manatee County is right above Sarasota. This is like the Bradenton area, and very, very familiar with this area. Been through it many times. Lived just south of here. And then when we're talking about the East Palestine, Palestine, as we do see people call it both ways. Investigation, dead deer on the banks of the Little Beaver Creek at the point where it meets the Ohio River. That's not a good sign. Obviously, we've been seeing fish, birds, and seeing bigger animals like deer dead is very eerie and scary. And you have residents over in that area now that say they have chemical bronchitis after this train derailment. It's not a good situation. They found Indiana will take some of the contaminated waste. So they keep spreading the disease around, so to speak. Yeah, it's going to Indiana. 1.8 million gallons of liquid waste has been collected and will be deposited in Indiana. And we have mysterious powder. There's so many reports of this going on from multiple sources being seen on cars in Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia, falling from the air. And, you know, they're saying, no, it's definitely not snow. It's some sort of chemical coming down. So again, anybody in the area that you, have you seen this? And again, this is Maryland, West Virginia, and Virginia. Definitely feels ominous. And do you want to share anything on this? Or?
You know, it's just, it's something that we need to look at because consciousness is always involved. Things are changing, and for things to change, we have to purge everything that's not working. And that's, in many ways, I know that the larger entities are also involved in this, but I like to size it down to our own lives. And look, know that there's a lot of stuff going on around us. We should definitely pay attention so we know how to position ourselves for our families and do what's best for us. But don't forget to go within. Don't forget to live your life. This is a lot going on, and we need to have those little reprieves so that we can step back, you know, take in the good things in life, take in the joy, because when we step back out to live, it's going to be difficult. So I just want everyone to know it's okay. You're going to be stressed. It's going to be hard, but this is how change occurs.
It does feel like the next, like, 3 years are going to be some of the most challenging ones for humanity in general. Not that the last couple haven't been challenging, but yeah, it's ramping up, and we haven't reached the peak. That I think a lot of people understand that. Inside Cleveland's plans to become a 15-minute city. So Cleveland is perhaps destined to be maybe the first of the 15-minute cities inside the U.S., with, you know, again, these plans are still moving straight ahead, in spite of people understanding the plans. More U.S. homebuyers are paying in cash, sweeping a majority of sales in some markets. So this is really, really interesting because, you know, part of the thinking out there by people in the know is that the dollar is going to absolutely crash, and, you know, hang on to it, keep it close to your toilet for use, or by your fireplace, because eventually that's all it's going to be worth. And then also the realization that we are on a huge bubble that is perhaps leaking or about to just deflate in some areas. It's really, really tentative. You know, we watch all the time, every day we look at real estate, and we're always watching what happens. Not that we are speculators, because we hate the system. So we've kind of, unfortunately for us, positioned ourselves outside of the system because of our distaste for the system, but we still watch it closely and can see what's going on. And there are some markets where you're seeing people with big chunks of acreage jumping their price way up, because they understand people are fleeing the cities. They're again trying to get from major urban centers to suburbia. From suburbia, they're trying to get, you know, way out in the country, and then way out in the country, or who knows, maybe those, if they're not, you know, far enough out for their liking, they're looking to go even farther out. We've talked to family members that are truly, truly remote right now, and are considering heading to Alaska, like the last great frontier here in the U.S. You know, it is, you know, when you see everything that's going on, absolutely, you think of all options. So what you have here, in many cases, we know what's going to happen too. You know, they're going to pop the bubble. BlackRock, Vanguard, and the like, the Gil Bates of the world, are going to rock bottom price, sweep up everything. And this is what's been planned. You know, they want to make it so the average person can't afford anything, and then they buy everything, and thus you will own nothing, and they will be happy. The share of all cash deals rose to the highest since 2013 last year. Institutional investors, who usually account for many cash sales, retreated, according to data from real estate analytics from Adam. That suggests more regular buyers turned to self-funding. So what a lot of people I think are doing is also saying, well, you know, our 401ks and this CDs come due. I mean, CDs are not paying you. They're not keeping up with inflation. So, you know, we need something tangible, you know, is what people are thinking. And so, you know, hey, let's not renew that CD because we're losing whatever percent every 90 days or whatever it is. And so, you know, be a good idea to buy something. And, you know, whether it's gold, silver, whether absolutely cover your bases with, you know, food stuff. Just think about all the little things that we are always running out of, you know. Lanterns, candles, batteries, you know, there's so many things to cover. First aid, just basic things, you know, layering your, look at how toxic the water is and getting, everything's getting more toxic all the time. Layering yourself with having backup to your backup of water filters and water filtration systems. Again, these are the type of things that are going to be very, very necessary. In the Southeast, home of most of the 13 cities with a cash share above 50% last year. Now, part of this too is you could sell a house in, you know, say California in some areas for $1 million. You could go to the Southeast, like they're referencing Augusta, Georgia, and a comparable house with maybe double the land is probably going to cost you one third or one quarter. So thus, you know, you're able to go ahead and say, oh, we got cash for this. Yeah, and again, people are fleeing California. They're fleeing New York in record numbers. They're fleeing a lot of the blue states, yes, but also they're fleeing a lot of the more urban areas because there's been so much crime and everything going on up. So it's pretty interesting to look at these numbers and know what's coming. U.S. bankruptcy filings surge, fastest pace since 2009. Oh, yeah. So the people that are struggling, they're really struggling. And they're just having to let things go, whether it's cars or whether it's homes. So, you know, this is a horribly sad situation for the average person that struggles paycheck to paycheck just to pay the mortgage. Futures rebound as China's economy roars back, but the dollar tumbles. Again, it's all been planned. You know, China's economy is going to lead the way while the dollar disappears over the horizon, so to speak. Airspace over St. Petersburg closed amid UFO reports. What? Yeah, seriously. Now, the chances are these were drones because there were drone attacks also that happened. But I just thought this was interesting because, jets were scrambled in the air as a so-called Kovyor carpet plan was activated in St. Petersburg. Plan is initiated in the event of an illegal incursion by an aircraft or UFO into the country's airspace, according to the outlet. Yeah, very curious to see the term and leaving it kind of at UFO and instead of saying what was likely a drone, because it probably was likely a drone. Why do so many soldiers keep dying at Fort Bragg? We've talked about this like once a year, it seems, because the deaths just keep going up. And most of it is overdoses. As well as suicides. They're just depressed. I think part of this is the Great Awakening where people can't handle things. As well as, you know, ouch, what was that? As Pink Floyd said, it was just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. Over 100. Lori Lightfoot is officially out as mayor of Chicago. No more cartoon memes of Lori. Well, yeah. Another one bites the dust. There's going to be a lot of change coming. A lot of change. But will we get any true change? Or is it just put a new face up and make a new meme? And here you have again Gavin Newsom bashing Texas, saying California is a much better place to live and, you know, picking on Texas. It's all set up for a more, larger stage than the governmental. But also it's a setup for the dissolution of the U.S. and what's to come. And Oregon bill would pay homeless people $1,000 a month. Yes, universal basic income to the homeless. create the social problems that give us all this homelessness, pay them to do nothing. But where's the money come from? You, me, everybody. And it's just part of a sick society. And then also, not only that, but there is another, if you replay this link, the next one that comes up, 11 Oregon counties vote to secede from state. Been talking about this. And yeah, you know, they are serious. They want to join Idaho. Greater Idaho might really be a thing. It might be something that manifests. And it'd be kind of like a reverse T in shape. And a much, much larger state, as Oregon would end up being about one third of the size that it actually is right now. The rest would join Idaho. But what we've gotten from the guides is that Idaho might be, you know, one of the overall best choices if you could afford to, because it is not cheap up that way. And it is definitely challenging with the cold, and you will have volcanoes going off at some time. But there's a lot of more like right in our face things to encounter than the volcanoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really have to decide what we want to surround ourselves with. And I just really quick, if Mike, could you go back to that Gavin Newsom thing? I wanted to point something out about our consciousness and what they're doing. And if you look at the bottom, it says, only have a minute, listen instead. You know, this is great. And Mike and I were even having to adjust to these shorts. But I think it's important to realize what's going on. Shorts are good as long as you're feeding your soul. But they have so many in there that I think it overwhelms the human mind. It overwhelms the human body. So we're really not able to have any focus. But if you're in a position where you have to watch feed you a little bit, you know, I even think watching animals is better than, you know, listening to the news, because I think that's a different kind of information being shoved into our energy fields. It just overwhelms it. So I really see the deliberation in that. I wanted to point at that. And then there was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. So just come back when it comes back.
Yeah, so you can see the Great Divide is underway. I still, you know, and I'm just sharing with you guys, as I've been sharing forever, my gut says that, well, before we got to that Red Dawn scenario, they would trigger something that looks very, very much like a massive natural disaster. And the most likely thing that's always felt most likely to me is Cascadia and San Andreas happening before the war literally happens in our backyard. There's like this series of events that they have planned out, and it does feel like they've moved faster. It feels like they've moved faster than originally intended. But before that would even happen, I think what they really want is to literally have states seceding and all sorts of conflict and tension inside the U.S. Again, because we already know they have these sleepy cellular units in place that are doing all these things that we keep saying, wow, another train, wow, another leak, wow, another explosion. Yeah, we know what's going on. You know, so they want us to be fighting each other to the max while those units are doing their thing, making everything more toxic, making everything more unlivable. Before they give us something huge, you know, like an 8.3 in Seattle and something of the like down in LA, and then we're just focused on that, and then that's when, you know, there's the EMP, and that's when the attack comes. And I do think that that's all is planned before 2025. But again, consciousness has a say in it, and if we keep exposing what all the plans are, and then you're watching it roll out step by step, it's like, if enough people call it out, can you call them and make it a bluff? Because if they do it, then it's like, we know it. And there again, though, there's people that are enforcing the will of the controllers. And that's how they're getting paid. And they will justify it by saying, my family's got to eat. Yeah, but can't you do something else? You know, I saw one comment on, I forget which channel it was, but it was just like that. Somebody said, how do I avoid getting ouched, you know, at my job? Go get another job. It's pretty simple. And I know it's easier said than done, but I mean, I just, you know that I've been there myself, and I think I've definitely looked insane at times, and you guys might say you're insane every day, and I wouldn't disagree. But I mean, I have, you know, left very well-paying jobs because I just couldn't tolerate the energy. I couldn't tolerate the frequency. And I just had to remove myself from that situation. So, yeah, is there other ways to make money? You know, it doesn't mean you might change things. You know, again, when it's your very, very life, when it's your very all your future around the line, don't you have to make a good, educated decision? Aren't there always other options? I'm just putting it out there. Aren't there other options? Because sometimes we just get stuck in a box. We just get stuck in the box and we can't like see past it. Or like a bend in the road you can't see past. And you actually have the richest Atlanta districts inching closer to leaving Atlanta and creating a new city. Isn't this curious? A move to create a new city out of the wealthiest and we're not going to go there, but, you know, it got more traction this week after being blocked by Georgia legislative leaders. Last year, two bills would allow the Buckhead District to secede from the city. Passed Georgia Senate Committee Monday, could be up for a floor vote as soon as Wednesday. If approved by legislative chambers and signed by Governor Brian Kemp, the measures would allow residents of roughly 24 square miles of Buckhead area to vote in November 2024 on whether to leave Atlanta and form their own city. This is all part of the breakup. It's all part of the breakup. And if you go back to the Oregon one and you listen to them talk, it's like the guy says, you know, we here in Eastern Oregon, we have nothing hardly in common with those in the cities. We don't like the way they live. They don't like the way we live. We don't want to live the way they live. They don't want to live the way we live. Isn't it time to get a divorce, so to speak? And he actually had Marjorie Taylor Greene bringing that up. You know, time for a national divorce. I think that was, I'm pretty sure I used that title like a year and a half ago. Is it time for a national divorce? I'm pretty sure I did. You know, and this is all part of what we've clearly seen coming. Why isn't the plague upon the land affecting you people? Because we don't got TV.
Isn't that the truth? Today, tomorrow, and forever? You know, it is what we feed ourselves. You know, we are what we eat, and that means energetically too. And then just going back for just a moment where they are going to give those Organians $1,000 a month. I look at that as it's fine to help people, but in so many ways, they're robbing them of their ability to be creative because now they don't have any exchange. And we are all one huge battery of energetic exchange, and we are doing that in different ways. It's just looking different now. But to rob somebody of their ability to use their creativity, I think it's very unfair, and I think it's very, very deliberate. Now, I think we need to roll into a time where we're exchanging energy in different ways, and we are, but, you know, I don't like how they rob people of their creativity, and everyone has a really wonderful part about them, and everyone has a way to do certain magic tricks that no one else can. Only you can do that. I mean, only this elephant can steal her hat and play a game and know exactly what's going on. And isn't that cute? And, you know, what a conversation that's going on here. You know, look at the world around you. Look at how magnificent it is. Look at what these, we call them animals, but I think they're divine beings. You know, they have far better skills than we do when it comes to understanding and reading the energy all around them. Just because they don't speak like we do doesn't mean they don't have all of that information going back and forth with us at all times. Again, we can learn so much from them.
Go
We sure could. Absolutely. And again, you know, they have the same God spark inside them that we do. And it's that realization. They have emotions. You know, we have to look at all the life on the planet, and it should be existing in a very symbiotic way. And then some things are just adorable, even when they have bad ear days.
Isn't this guy cute?
Absolutely. So thanks for being part of the family. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Thank our newest Patreon, Anastasia. And we, again, couldn't do it without your support. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.